A word for you from Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Most people expend most of their energy on things that do not last. Transient and temporary concerns consume the overwhelming amount of time and talent and treasure of most people. What are you expending your energy on? People's fickle opinions? Petty party politics? Fashions and fads that fade away? What are you investing your time, your talents, and your treasure on? Are you concerned about the things that really matter? The things that last for eternity? What will last? What will count forever? What will matter in eternity? God is eternal. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ is eternal. The word of God will endure forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ declared, "My word shall never pass away." The word of God is the solid rock. Those who build their lives on the word of God will be steadfast in the storm. However, those who build their life on the sand of human effort, on man-made philosophies and false religions, they will find that it would be like building the house on sand. When the rains fall, when a storm rages, when a flood rises, when the winds blow, that which is built on sand will crash. Many today are building their lives on secular humanism, existentialism, and selfish materialism. This is as foolish as attempting to climb to heaven on a rope of sand. The Bible is the word of God. We must know it. We must study the word of God. We must believe it. We must apply the Bible, live it, defend it, proclaim it. Jesus Christ is the way. We must follow him. Jesus Christ is the truth. We must trust him. Jesus Christ is the life. We must live for him. The will of God will endure forever. Jesus warned us that not everyone who says to him, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of his Father in heaven. Whose will are you doing? The work of God will endure forever. The word of God will endure forever. The will of God will endure forever. The people of God will endure forever. The kingdom of God will endure forever. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.